same here. I mean, I got my dual band analog that I'm on here, and then right now my AMR UHF is at the doctor's office getting a little bit of TLC, but I always have one or two handhelds in my van, so if I'm away from my van, I still have a radio to hit a repeater somewhere.
Tom, I think Rick knows about this, but I was just talking about radios. I don't know, Tom, if you know that I bought back in the 60s, maybe, 70s, maybe the 60s, a Radio Shack HT. It's a HTX-202, 2-meter only, handheld. And Smart Me was smart enough, well, I was lucky enough, to buy a battery pack that you can put double A's in it rather than just the rechargeable ones that never last over time. But I fired that thing up briefly today. I turned it on, and boy, does that thing, it's a brick in your hand because it's an old-fashioned, almost like the old police radios, a brick size. But it does work with its original antenna and all. I had to put a backup battery in it because it wouldn't work, so I had to tear it down, you know, a year ago or so, put a button-type battery for the memory. Odie Rick from KE4CYQ.